No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, and no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill. Today's the 12th day of January. Hi, how are you? What's happening? So glad that you made it back. So glad that you're here. Truly. Not for any personal gain, but for the sole reason that the Bible is a part of your day and your life. Because this can only mean one thing. If you are here and you are hearing, listening, I know personally, firsthand, that the Bible will transform you and that your relationship with God will deepen. If you are here, you are open. And you are willing to receive what he wants to say to you. That excites me. Because this is how we own our faith. This is how our faith becomes our own and not just something that was handed to us. But it actually has someone's name on it. You don't just cross their name off and put your name on it. You kind of have to throw it away. And you kind of have to make it your very own. And this is what you're doing by showing up and being here every day. We are thick into the book of Job. And boy, have we heard ourselves on both sides, maybe, of this conversation. We have all been Job, maybe at one point. And maybe we have been his friends that mean well and that have said all of the wrong things while we mean well, and we want God to speak for himself. And what we're hearing sometimes in these pivotal moments of our faith is all of the padded answers that someone handed down to us, that we heard someone say, and we insert it. You ever say it and then just go, what did I just say? How did that come out of my mouth? Do I even believe that? Where did that come from? Maybe all of this is happening at the same time. However you may or may not hear yourself in this conversation, let's listen and see what we hear today. Today we read Job chapters 32 through 34, and we are reading the Common English Bible this week, Job chapter 32. These three men stopped answering Job because he thought he was righteous. Elihu, son of Barachel, the Buzite, from the clan of Ram, was angry. Angry with Job because he considered himself more righteous than God. He was also angry with his three friends because they hadn't found an answer, but nevertheless thought Job wicked. Elihu had waited while Job spoke, for they were older than he. When Elihu saw that there had been no response in the speeches of the three men, he became very angry. Elihu's justification for speaking. Elihu, son of Barachel, the Buzite, said, I'm young and you're old, so I held back, afraid to express my opinion to you. I thought, let days speak, let multiple years make wisdom known. But the spirit in a person, the Almighty's breath, gives understanding. The advanced in days aren't wise. The old don't understand what's right. Therefore, I say, listen to me. I'll state my view, even I. Look, I waited while you spoke, listened while you reasoned, while you searched for words. I was attentive to you, but you offered no rebuke to Job, no answer from you for his words. Be careful you don't say, we've found wisdom. God, not a person, will defeat him. Now Job hasn't addressed me, and I won't quote you to him. They are troubled, no longer answer. Words now escape them. I waited, but they didn't speak, for they stood but answered no more. I will answer. Indeed, I will state my piece. I too will declare my view, for I'm full of words. The spirit in my belly compels me. Look, my belly is like an opened wine. Like new wineskins, it will burst. I will speak and get relief. I will open my lips and respond. I won't be partial to anyone, won't flatter a person, for I don't know flattery. Otherwise, my maker would quickly whisk me away. But now, listen to me, Job. Pay attention to all my words. Notice that I am opening my mouth. My tongue is speaking in my mouth. My words come from a virtuous heart. My lips speak knowledge clearly. God's Spirit made me. The Almighty's breath enlivens me. If you are able, answer me. Lay out your case before me and take a stand. Notice that I'm just like you to God. I also was pinched from clay. Surely fear of me shouldn't scare you. My pressure on you shouldn't be heavy. You certainly said in my hearing, I heard the sound of your words. I'm pure without sin. I'm innocent without offense. Notice that he invented arguments against me. He considers me his enemy, ties up my feet, watches all my paths. Now you're wrong about this. I'll answer you, for God is greater than anybody. Why do you contend with him, saying that he doesn't answer all your words? God speaks in one way, in two ways, but no one perceives it. In the dream, a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon humans, during their slumber on a bed, then he opens people's ears, scares them with warnings to turn them from a deed and to smother human pride. He keeps one from the pit, a life from perishing by the sword. Or a person may be disciplined by pain, while in bed, bones ever aching until a person loathes food, an appetite rejects a delicacy. The flesh wastes away, no longer visible. The bones, once hidden, protrude. A life approaches the pit. Its very being draws near the death dealers. Surely there's a messenger for this person, a mediator, one out of a thousand, to declare one's integrity to another, so that God has compassion on that person and says, rescue this one from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom. That person's flesh is renewed like a child's. They regain their youth. They pray to God, and God is pleased with them. They behold God's presence with a joyful shout. God rewards a person's righteousness. They sing before people and say, I have sinned, perverted justice, but didn't experience the consequences. He ransomed me from crossing into the pit. My life beholds light. Look, God does all this twice, three times with persons to bring them back from the pit, to shine with life's light. Listen, Job, hear me. Be quiet, and I will speak. If you have words, answer me. Speak, for I want to be innocent. If not, you must hear me. Be quiet, and I will teach you wisdom. Elihu continued, hear my words, wise ones, knowledgeable ones. Listen to me, for the ear tests words like the palate tastes food. Let's choose for us what's right. Let's determine among ourselves what's good. For Job has said, I'm innocent. God has denied my just cause. Because of my cause, I'm thought a liar. My wound from an arrow is incurable, even though I didn't rebel. Who is a man like Job? He drinks mockery like water and travels a path with wrongdoers, walking with evil persons. Indeed, he said, no one is rewarded for delighting in God. Therefore, intelligent ones, hear me. Far be it from God to do evil and the Almighty to sin, for he repays people based on what they do, paying back everyone according to their ways. Surely, God doesn't act wickedly. The Almighty doesn't distort justice. Who placed earth in his care? And who gave him dominion over the entire world? If he were to decide to do it, to gather his spirit and breathe back to himself, all flesh would die together and humans would return to dust. But if you have understanding, hear this. Pay attention to the sound of my words. Will one who hates justice rule? Will you condemn the most righteous one? Will you say to a king, worthless, to royalty, evil? Who shows no favor to princes, nor regards the rich over the poor? For they are all the work of God's hands. In the middle of the night, they suddenly die. People are shaken and pass away. The mighty are removed, not by a human hand. God's eyes are on human ways, and he sees all their steps. There's no darkness, no deep darkness, where evildoers can hide themselves. Surely no time is set for a person to appear before God in judgment. He shatters the mighty without examining them, makes others take their place. Thus, he regards their deeds, overturns them at night, and they are crushed. He strikes them because of their wickedness, at a place where people can see it, because they turned from following him and didn't value all his ways, causing the cry of the poor to reach him. He hears the cry of the afflicted. Still, if he remains quiet, who can condemn? If he hides his face, who can see him? He prevents a lawless person from ruling, from capturing people. Has Job said to God, I have borne punishment. I won't sin again. You teach me what I can't see. If I've sinned, I won't do it again. Will he repay you because you reject sin? For you must choose, not I. Declare what you know. Smart people say to me, the wise who hear me. Job speaks without knowledge. His words aren't astute. I wish Job would be tested to the limit because he responds like evil people. He adds rebellion to his sin, mocks us openly, and adds to his words against God.
So we have met Elihu today. Elihu is one of Job's younger friends. We have heard from the older, more wise, or maybe more experienced friends of Job. Maybe that's a better way to describe them. And isn't it always interesting that people that have never experienced anything close to what some of us experience have all of the answers? They know how it should be done, how it should be played out, and they have never tasted such a bitter pill. So we have Elihu today, who offers his perspective as a young man, and not to dismiss the fact that age can nullify anyone's wisdom, but it's also just a very different perspective that Elihu brings. Firstly, that he's pretty angry at Job for defending his innocence and justifying his innocence, and finds his stance a bit arrogant. And then he's upset at the older friends, and then he gets a little miffed at the older friends for not being able to convince Job of his arrogance and his air of self-righteousness in continuing to defend his innocence. And one of Elihu's biggest arguments, his point that he's bringing into this discussion, is that suffering is not just punishment, but that it can be a tool that God uses us to teach. It can be correction, a way that God disciplines us. And if we don't reject God in the disciplinary action, it's a way that we can draw closer to God. But what we tend to do is run away from the person that is speaking truth. And I guess just with that comes the reminder of how important the truth in love is. Elihu also defends God's justice. And God's justice does not make much sense to us. And it's not going to, because it's perfect. And oftentimes we think we want justice, we reach for revenge. We want to inflict more pain. We want it to hurt a little bit more than they hurt us. And call that justice, when in reality it is only ever revenge, and it only ever keeps the cycle of evil and pain going. Lastly, Elihu challenges Job's perception that God is unfair. And, you know, all of these things sound like great arguments. They sound like a fair stance, a valid viewpoint. These are points and arguments that we have to question within our own heart at some point or another, and we even vocalize and debate them out loud, because this is how we perfect our theology about God. I guess maybe the point to make is knowing when that is appropriate and challenging someone's perception in the midst of suffering maybe is not the right place or the right time. And even challenging Job's perceived lack of humility and doing it in a way that lacks humility is, let's just call it what it is. It's hypocritical. And so this is today's dialogue, and this conversation with Elihu entering, kind of stepping in to say, let me offer you what you have failed to present. And he's not done yet. He's got more to say tomorrow. So we pause here for today. Jesus, thank you for your word. Thank you for your goodness. Despite our questions, despite our own suffering, despite the things that we cannot comprehend, that we try so hard to figure out about you, and in doing so, we lose communion. We lose relationship with you. And when we cannot understand and figure out, we even tend to walk away. I pray that we would stay connected to the vine. You who are the tree of life. You are life, the way, the truth, and the life. And for us to stay connected to the way, the truth, and the life is for us to stay connected, to abide with you. May we not lose presence with you in our own questions and in our own inability to understand that which we long to. May we draw near to you as you draw near to us. I pray this all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Daily Audio Bible, that is home base, that is the website, that is the free app. Take a look around, download it, send it to a friend, go through the Bible together. And if you are all alone, you do not have to be all alone. There is a community of people that are willing and ready to welcome you on this journey. You can check out the community section at that website. Check out the prayer wall. Just reach out to somebody. Start there, if nowhere else. And you can also check out our social media pages and connect with someone there. Look for Daily Audio Bible Official on most social media platforms. If you would like to partner with us here, thank you so much to each and every one of you for each and every partnership. We could not do this without you. We are so grateful that we do not have to. If you're giving by mail, DAB, PO Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174, or utilizing the app, hit the give icon up at the top right-hand corner and look for give on the website. If you need prayer, if you If you'd like to pray for someone that's previously called in, there are several different ways for you to do so. 800-583-2164. That is the number for chronological. You have 2 minutes on the prayer line, or you can hit the red circle button up at the top midsection of that app. When you are finished on the app, hit submit and then turn that little wheel to chronological to ensure it gets to the right place. That's it for me today. We'll continue the book of Job together tomorrow. I love you all. I'm Jill. Until tomorrow, love one another.
Good morning, DABC. This is Rodney, and I am back. I've been riding with Brian for the last past year, but I'm going to ride now with Jill for this year, 2026. And I want to pray for the sister in North Georgia who is battling MS. And I want to pray for her now. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I thank you that you are still God and you are on the throne. And I pray now, God, you would touch my sister who is dealing with this situation of MS in her body, God. Father, first of all, I come against the fear that she is encountering, that she's dealing with this sickness. God, I pray that you would touch her body from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. I come against the spirit of fear, for you have not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. So, God, if you would touch her body, for you were wounded for our transgressions, you were bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon you. And with your stripes, we are healed. So I declare, God, now, that you would touch her body and give her the peace that she needs, that her body would begin to restore. God, you can do miracles. We know you are a miracle-working God. And God, you can do amazing things. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for the amazing thing you're going to do for my sister there in North Georgia. As you touch her body, as you bring the healing. And, Father, I give you the praise. I give you the honor. I give you the glory. And it is done in the mighty, the matchless, the majestic, and the major name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. God bless you, DABC, and I'll see you the next time. Peace.
Hello, this is Laurie from Central Ohio. And as I was listening to the Christmas party and then thinking on this new year, I felt encouraged to call in. I'm going to try once a month to pray for us as a community. And I'm going to pick a topic each month that God brings to mind. And so with 2026 in January, lots of us are maybe thinking on health or resolutions. And so let me pray for our health this January. Dear Jesus, we thank you for this community, and we ask that you be with those who are facing health challenges. Be with those who are trying to diet or have a healthier lifestyle. Just work in mighty ways in each of our lives. And may all glory go to you. In your name I pray. Amen.
Hello, my DABC family. This is New Envisioned Growth out of New York. Happy New Year to everyone, those who have been here, those who are new here. I just am just in just pure joy and appreciation of this platform. This will be my fourth year with the DABC and my third year with the DABC and my sixth year with the DAB, but this year is special. About 3 years ago, God placed it on my heart to just invite as many people as I could to this platform. And we started just daily discussing everything we would hear. And then last year, God placed it on my heart to continue it. But the assignment was to find Jesus in all the scriptures. So every book, every day, we would find Jesus, a type Jesus, a type salvation. And now this year, God has placed it on my heart to have all of us who are on our chat to look for the PDF, I call it, the promises, the decrees, and the facts about God and about this word. And but this year we're doing it on DABC for the first time. And while I think Jill may be on Job 14, for our private chat, we're only on Job 1 because it's just so much. We might be here for 2 years on our private chat, but I just want to thank Brian and Jill for this platform and just, you know, job well done. It's taken on arms and legs. And again, welcome to those who have been invited on my little sidebar, and welcome to those who are joining for the first time. This really is an awesome platform. I pray everyone receives from it like I have, and those with me.